Now a story I can vouch for from personal experience. It's about goats and that they can eat just about anything. I used to own one many years ago when I lived in Sudan. We bought it to keep the grass short on our little lawn, but it preferred eating oily rags and bicycle tyres if it could get to them. This digestive ability of goats may have practical applications. In a study published in the journal Science, researchers say fungi in goat stomachs produce enzymes that can break down all sorts of things. What exactly can we learn from goats?
Goats have been engineered by nature to break down really tough plant waste and agricultural waste into sugars for the animal. And what we want to do is to understand how they're doing that and then translate that ability to microorganisms so that we can revolutionize bioprocessing of plant waste and food scraps.
Am I right in thinking goats are the best at this, or are other herbivores equally capable?
That's a great question. So other herbivores are great at this because they have another compartment in their digestive tract that we don't have called the rumen, which is sort of like a little bioreactor to break up tough, woody things into sugar. And so it may be that goats are particularly great at this, but we would expect that all animals that have that sort of part of their stomach could actually be just as good. These types of tough, woody materials that have a lot of different polymers in them, and these polymers all put together can be broken down into sugar. And so what we want to do is to unlock the potential of these really tough to degrade polymers through the action of enzymes. And these are just powerhouses at breaking up that plant scrap into sugar, which then you could convert to other things which might include fuels or chemicals or commodity products.
Okay, so now then, how far down the road are you? If I gave you a rotten cauliflower, could you turn it into sugar?
So part of what we could do is to feed that rotten cauliflower or corn stover or grasses growing in the Great Plains of the U.S., to anaerobic microorganisms.